Get to smash that like button. Subscribe. We need some subbies. Come on. You can do it. Late night. Woo. Good vibes.
Seriously, what would we have done without putting the bubble machine on for this guy?
It's a good question.
Not only a gigantic Letterman fan, he's a sponsor. Like, he's paying for those bubbles, for God's sake. All right, let's welcome everybody back to Instagram here. Waving, hey, Justin, Johnny Ringo's back. We talked to Johnny the other day. Johnny Ringo, if I'm not mistaken, was the one in Lancaster County. Johnny Ringo, is that right? Not near York County, which no one knows, including him. All right, we got that. Let's put it over there on the pretty lady, which is good. We'll kill the echo. I'll narrate the rest of your lives. Oh, we don't need that. It's a good start. Good start. Solid, strong start. All the technicals were there. I'm nowhere to be found. Isn't that something? Bubbles, confetti, and some smoke. Some smoke is clearing out here from the musical guest was in earlier. They were just rehearsing, so we had all the atmosphere
that.
Pumped in.
It was full.
Yeah. It's a good one tonight, too. You're going to want to stay tuned right to the end. It's not Kelly Clarkson. I'm turning Kelly off on my phone. I don't even know why she was playing here. Getting autistic emails. That sounds terrible. That sounds terrible. From Next for Autism. It's a lot of charity stuff. Charity email. Autistic emails. This is how you get canceled, everybody. This is how you get canceled. You get canceled for saying things like that. Welcome back to the Late Night Play Set. 5 minutes in. My name is Jay Ryan. This over here to my right is Nicole Ryan. Start it up. It's Thursday, March 25th, 2021. It's the Cruise Into a Healthy 2021 show. Our guest this evening is Rob from Cruise Into Wellness. Cruise Into Wellness. You hear me talk about them all the time. Need a lift lately? Cruise Into a Healthy 2021 with Cruise Into Wellness CBD. The cruise is with a Z. CruiseIntoWellness.com. Then sometimes we do it. CruiseIntoWellness.com. CruiseIntoWellness.com.
CruiseIntoWellness.com.
So Rob is here. That's him. He's going to be in here in a few minutes to tell us all about Cruise Into Wellness. We're going to talk all about CBD products in general because I am, until recently, very uneducated, and I'm still just uneducated. So that's why he's here. And, oh, crap. I can't see shit in that's why I gotta do my Mr. Rogers glasses. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh my lord. Oh my god. You don't see a difference. I can see all of you now. These are yellow tinted, which is great for the rest of my life. The reason they're yellow tinted is to cut down on all the goddamn screen blue light that's supposed to be bad for your neurological system. In here, everything in here is that. So it's like I can't see shit. This whole studio is built on that. So we need the regular clear glasses. That's why I'm always changing back and forth. Do it ahead of time, but we wouldn't have that little Mr. Rogers moment. You want me to sing?
No.
Good answer. Great answer.
The glasses.
Great answer. What was I just saying? Cruising to wellness. Had changed my glasses. What else? Did I tell you what we're going to do tonight?
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, it's Thursday, so we're going to do we used to do TBT. We've replaced it with what are you driving today, which is still a TBT, but whatever. It's the wonderful segment that our friend Guards Rad created. Tonight we're going to be driving a 718. I don't want to tell you too much more than that. We think it's stock, and then we're not sure. So whatever, you'll have to see the video. And an East Coast feed. And I want to tell you why I'm wearing this shirt. I'm wearing this shirt because I was down at the Smoking Tire today to do an episode with those guys. It was Passover, so Zach was with his family. I was delighted. The guests, it was a surprise to me until this morning when I put their shirt on. Cam Ingram. I got to see Cam Ingram today and hang out with him this morning. Yeah.
Hi, Cam.
As well as Steve Serio from the Bond Group. So, yeah, it was really, really fun. But remember, he gave us this shirt. He gave me this shirt on the show. So yeah. I was like, well, I'm going to wear it on another show.
It's
I was
really
all
neat.
Cute. And he's like, nice shirt. He noticed. Totally noticed right off the bat. So there's that. I was down there for that. Those guys are amazing. Had a really good time. Great to meet Steve and hang out with him. That was a lot of fun. That episode, I think, will be up next week. Also, if you haven't checked it out, I keep talking about it, but I still have a little bit of pride for having helped put it together. But watch the Smoking Tire episode with Aunt Anstead and Jensen Button. Really, really great stuff. What I'm really excited about is they don't cover anything I want to talk to them about. So when they're here in a few weeks, when the both of them are here in a few weeks, it'll be a totally different show, which is great.
That is great. They're very fun together.
Yeah, I agree. Did you watch some of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tell they're buddies.
Yeah.
You can tell when people are really friends and they really hang out, when they really actually enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
There's not that weird tension. I'm just kidding. Oh my god. All right, so there's that, and then I wanted to just this is just a little something for the friends and fans and viewers of this show for a long time. You remember our good old buddy Tori? He's doing wonderfully well. If you follow him on Instagram, he's way back into the VW community and he's going strong. But what I want to mention today is his 906 that he bought from Ford versus Ferrari, the screen used 906 replica from that movie. I want to say it sucks because it's not a real Porsche, you know what I mean? So it is a 906 replica, but it's the screen used one from the movie. It's not a replica from the movie. They used a replica in the movie. You know me, all my years of screen used cars, like people take that shit seriously. You got to say it right.
Yeah, it can mean something totally different.
Now that we know what damn car I'm talking about, the news is it's back in Los Angeles. It arrived today. The new owner, her name is Connie Summers, and I have been in contact with her pretty much since I found out she bought it. And, of course, my request was, Connie, once you've had a chance, some seat time in this thing, I would love to take it for a spin on what are you driving today. So that's something that may very well happen. Pretty excited about that.
It would be
very cool to have our buddy Tori's car. It's not just that he owned it. It's not like, oh, it's a Ford Taurus that he once put 5,000 miles on. He rebuilt that car. He made it the car that it is today. Do you remember all that stuff he did to it? He changed everything on it. Amazing.
I do. Yeah. He did a lot.
So it's a special car and it's special to me. So it'd be really fun to drive it. So congratulations, Connie. The pictures of you on Instagram with your smile. Huge, and it's in Tori's. It's in what was on the mannequin at the Porsche Experience Center in Atlanta.
Cool.
So it's the old fashioned jumpsuit, the racing Jim Douglas kind of style jumpsuit, and the open faced helmet. It's great stuff. Congratulations. Bring it to Breakfast Club. Bring it to Breakfast Club. It's a Subaru motor, so I mean, mechanically the car will make it, no problem. And I'm assuming she's planning on taking this thing to Cars and Coffees, not just parking it at a museum. So it's very, very possible. I think I've talked enough. Yeah, yeah. There you go. But almost 7 minutes worth. Bravo. Let's do a quick East Coast feed. Check in with those guys. See where they are. I think we're at home having Chinese food. Roll it out.
Mr. Ryan, East Coast feed, coming to you live on a Friday night. Look who I got. 250, 250 is in the house. We're eating Maine Moon. Look at Brooke. She's so excited. Isn't that cute? We know you love some Maine Moon and a little 250 action. So he came down from New Hampshire today.
You said 250 action.
That's what I said. Look at Brooks looking disgusted.
Stop. I'm not eating.
Anyway, we love you guys. Want to send some random love. Send love to Jay.
Go.
Boom. Mmm.
250. All right. So that's what they're up to. Having Chinese food. Makes me awfully jealous.
Same. And I've sat at the table. I could smell it in my head.
You've had that Chinese food from that restaurant. Yeah. Hello, Maine Moon.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. I will. No, I won't. But I will say this. How about this? If you're in the area, though, please go over and say hi to that guy. He's at Ridgefield BMW. We've got Raiden Motors, who's traversing Connecticut left and right, going to every different little car spot. I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he's up to something. Talking to you, Will, on camera three. He's over in Connecticut, so I sent him a message today. I said, stop by, you know, do an East Coast feed with, it'd be great to have you.
That'd be
check
cool.
In on the, you know, so maybe that'll happen. But anybody else, head over to Ridgefield BMW, Ridgefield European Motors. That's what it was when I was a kid. You had grief. I just time warped. Oh, look at you. You know that. You remember that place because he grew up in the same area. You remember Ridgefield European Motors. Our guest grew up in Westchester. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Well, he'll tell us about it as soon as I shut up. So, without further ado, let's check out what are you driving today? And David and Jay, on the adventures of Dave and Jay, we take a drive in a 718 Boxster. Roll it, hell.
Hey, 111.
Hey.
Total drive time.
Like that?
Did you do that on purpose?
Brakes on.
This thing is weird.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just new and weird.
What do you do to it?
Nothing. It's stock.
I don't know about that.
It doesn't feel stock.
This is what the turbo does now?
11 turbos don't drive like that. Holy snot. I mean, Jesus Christ. That's ridiculous, David. Look at this shit. Okay, I'm impressed.
So here's the thing. He told you it's stock, but he owns a race shop, doesn't he? Or he works at a race shop?
Yeah.
I think the car may be base, but they have tricked the fuck out of this thing. So maybe he wanted, maybe, I feel like we've been set up.
You think this is a setup?
Yeah.
Holy snot.
Woo! There's nowhere to go. It is a four-cylinder turbo, but they must
have... So what did he do to it?
There you go.
This feels more than just an exhaust, too.
Do you feel that pull? That fourth gear pull? To numbers I'm not going to say?
Yeah, that's not normal.
I'm going to hit the brakes just to see how this thing feels.
Feels good?
He noted, oh, it's because I need brakes. Like, a stock one shouldn't need brakes. Get it?
Yeah.
You need brakes because this thing
drives like a fucking bat out of hell, excuse my language. I definitely feel set up.
It's a setup.
Does it? Oh, it's probably some auto start stop thing. Yeah, it is. I see the button there. Oh, I would turn that off if I knew how. I wonder what does happen.
Yeah, there it goes.
Look at that.
Right here.
Oh, there you go.
Auto off.
Yeah, there's your exhaust tin. So, David, I believe here's what's going on. I believe Concept Motorworks is what's happening here. Sorry for the license plate, but the license plate frame, I believe this is what's happening.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Concept Motorworks. 2018. 718? I don't know if I'd call it stock. It does not drive like stock. I don't know if we're calling it stock, but it does not drive like stock. Bat out of hell would be more appropriate. There's no window, so we're gonna... All right. I feel had.
I do too.
I'm enjoying the hell out of the ride as usual. I thought this was gonna be the one where I'd be like, well, I don't want this car, thank God.
I thought the cool color and the wheels were like, oh, it's a scene car, it's a cruiser.
You think, oh, they're doing that to make up for the fact that it's just a base.
It's just a base.
Yes, like,
four cylinder.
Putting their style on there.
It doesn't feel like one.
This car delivers.
And if Porsche's making four cylinder turbos like this, good job, Porsche. I don't think this is stock though.
If I may, when they first started making these in the four cylinders, I said I wanted to bring back the 912. Now you bring the 911. Chassis.
That makes sense.
With this four-cylinder motor, lighter displacements closer. I mean, the weight's closer to the front.
Yeah.
There goes one of the. That's a Speedster of the same car. Very cool. Well, I guess that was a Boxster, not a 718, but still. Anyway, I think that would be amazing, especially if you can do this to that.
Right.
Because you could have this kind of power. I don't know. Here, let's make a change brake pads driving permitted. No, but this, something about this. Nah, it doesn't matter. We like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's different. It's like a cruiser look, but then it hauls ass.
It hauls ass. Jeez, I can't get it. Good Lord. So the M4 was like this. It was like this kind of just gobs of power. And I grew very tired of it because you can't do what we're doing anywhere but where we're doing it on this closed section of road. This huge gaping long straightaways. To the dentist in Beverly Hills.
Right, you would never use this car to its full potential.
Right.
Other than the track we're up here.
Right. The track, I bet it's fun. So that's the thing, these guys are at the track all the time. And
that
now driving this car, I feel it, I believe it. We should talk a little bit about the suspension because I don't believe that I can turn in like this in just a regular car too. So I would, if I had to guess, I would say that the suspension's tweaked in a beautiful way. We are not in sport. None of this is in sport. I have not touched the sport button, and I do not plan to.
Right. But you're right. The suspension feels very much computer-like. Something's up. Like, something is too smooth about it.
Yeah. How am I able to be so stiff and so smooth at the same time? That's a very new car thing, you know. But this is doing it better than most new cars. The other thing, here's another. This is maybe the most impressive. Whatever I'm doing, everything I've done so far, absolutely no nannies have come on, no lights on the dashboard have gone off, other than the brakes, we need brake pads apparently, but like no traction control, no ABS, nothing is lighting up. I am driving well within the limits of what this car is capable of, and I keep saying bat out of hell, but bro, do you feel it, right? I'm not kidding.
I feel it.
All right.
numbers, but they went very nice in a consecutive order. How's that? In the same area that we got to seven digits more in the GT3 RS in the same stretch of road. And yes, our favorite number. Woo! This car is fast. I mean, this car is fast. Sounds good, too.
It sounds real good.
So now I'm not romping on it. Now we're just kind of cruising how you would cruise in the canyon, 60 miles an hour. You know what I mean? Just kind of taking it. But by the way, look at our conversation at 60 miles an hour.
This is so smooth.
This is I'm one-handing it. And I, not to show off, I mean, that's just, this is how I, we're cruising now. Like, we're in that cabriolet. We'll give them about 15 minutes to pass Newcomb's Ranch, and then we'll get back on it. Yeah, I mean, if you want to put a smile on your face for a lot less money than I'm assuming a 911. Woo! But I'm guessing that these guys, whatever they did to this, you can do it to a 911.
Yeah.
That's the car I want to drive. This is exceptional.
I can tell you that I was a little nappy, a little tired before we got in this car.
Oh, did we wake you up?
It woke me up, for sure.
So how much, I mean, look, I'm driving this car hard because he told me to. But I think anybody could drive this car fast as fuck.
Yes.
Excuse my language.
And
I don't
sure,
think it's because I'm getting the most out of it. I think anybody could do this.
I think so too.
That's the frightening thing.
Yeah.
That's where the PSA comes in.
Is there
the
like
crest and drive safe, no racing.
Right.
Well, this is a nice lead. But this look, we're cruising back 45 miles an hour.
I can tell you, I wouldn't want to go on a track day with these guys.
Oh, no. Well,
if this is what their daily driver is.
We'd be laughed off the mountain.
Right.
This guy loves to park right in the center of the fucking thing. What is the deal? You would think after the last time he would have moved it. I'm sure he'll see this. Oh, look at these guys. This is amazing. This is awesome. Stock, huh?
It's not stock. Pop the hood! Pop the hood!
Oh, I think you'll enjoy this one. David, I know we said everything there is to say, but we have to sum it up. I thought this was going to be the one we'd be able to switch it up.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about a regular stock 718, so we have to drive one of those still, which I believe is our next car.
Right.
But as far as a car on a standalone basis, would you have this car?
Dude, I would have this car. Yes. Yeah, and seriously, we both walked into this kind of tired, kind of disappointed that it was a 718.
We thought maybe we wouldn't it today. We thought, let's do it next week.
I didn't know it was stick.
No, me neither. That's fun.
I didn't know that it had been tinkered with and massaged to what it is right now.
Yeah. Massaged is a good word.
Beautiful.
This is developed.
Definitely.
Well done.
Yeah, very well done.
Good job, David. Look, that was the whatever. We're still within the first 10. I don't know exactly what the number that is. I realized I was going to make a declaration. I was like, don't do that. I'm amazed at how far he's come just in making those little things. And the technicals and everything, that was a convertible. That audio was very hard to get, and he got it.
Yeah. Agreed. It was way more fun than I expected.
Oh, good.
So I'm totally caught off guard.
I'm very glad. I thought maybe it put you to sleep. I thought you were a little nappy after that.
No, I was so looking forward. Like, every step of the way, I wanted to see more.
Oh, that's good stuff. So huge thanks to Guards Rad for doing that, obviously. Huge thanks to... stroked out for a moment. To Bobby over at Concept Motorworks. The works is with a W. It's all right. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. In my mind, I thought it was E, and I was going to tell David he misspelled it, and then I went and checked before I was an idiot and told him he misspelled it because he's pretty good about checking those things. Sure enough, just like it said on the license plate, there's a U. I don't know why that's weird to me. Is it weird to anyone else? Works
it's
with
not,
a U?
Not
like
normal.
In this country, it would be O, of course, but like in German, it's usually E.
I haven't seen it with you before.
Yeah. I might be wrong. Maybe it's you in German. I think they might be hip to something. Anyway, they know what they're doing. That car's fast. And anybody else who was involved with that. I don't think anybody else. But thanks to everybody in the world. How about that? I love the whole world. Thanks to Auto Kennel, too. I can't remember why, but he was there. Now, it's my great privilege to tell you about Cruise Into Wellness. Need a lift lately? Cruise Into a Healthy 2021 with Cruise Into Wellness CBD. The cruise is with a Z. CruiseIntoWellness.com, CruiseIntoWellness.com.
CruiseIntoWellness.com.
Now I have to tell you about Late Night Playset. This is Jay Ryan from Late Night Playset reminding you to please like, subscribe, and comment below. This will feed the internet algorithm and eventually us as well. Be a pal and like, subscribe, and comment below. I'm going to push the smoke button. I have to have some fun while doing these.
Might as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe I pushed the dry ice button. That's kind of just hanging out down there, isn't it? Oh, nope. Coming up. Coming up. Now, St. Clair Insurance. They say all that separates men and boys is the coverage for their toys. St. Clair Insurance has coverage for your toys. Fog's really rolling in, isn't it? Yep. I don't need that. I need one. Hang on, let me do that again. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how this turned into sound effects night, but it's a sad foghorn. A losing foghorn. This is ridiculous. Who could take us seriously? All right. Right when I always get the little urge to push the button right when the AC seems to kick off, and then it's just fog. St. Clair Insurance. Get serious for a second, would you? I spent the morning with some very heavy hitters in the car world, and they've all got Hagerty. How's about that? Get yourself some Hagerty Insurance. Get yourself some of that love from Jeff St. Clair. Highly recommended. I don't know. It's kind of a no-brainer. Look into it and get your policy switched over to Cruise Into Wellness. That's not right. No. CoverageFreeToys.com. What's in this stuff? Gee whiz. Oh, man. All right, Jeff St. Clair, we love you. I think Jeff St. Clair is on a rally, or was last week, with Paul Kennel. So I'm thinking it's entirely possible we might see Jeff St. Clair tomorrow. Ooh. I haven't heard anything, and he hasn't said it, but I think we might. It's possible. That would be really fun.
Surprise.
Yeah, and then maybe Lewis, too? Maybe? I don't know. I don't think so, because I think Lewis is posting pictures from back east, but it would be really cool. Anyway, all these people are with St. Clair Insurance, and you should be too. Check it out. CoverageForYourToys.com, CoverageForYourToys.com.
CoverageForYourToys.com.
There we go. We don't need to take a break. A real show would take a break. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll bring our guest in here. Oh, geez, sorry about that, Instagram. Sorry, Instagram. Well, at least you were watching it on the TV up there, I guess. Let's wave. It is time for us to get our guest in here, and I guess I'll just play some music. from Cruise Into Wellness, you know, you hear me talk about him all the time. Now you're finally going to get to see what he looks like. Rob from Cruise Into Wellness is here. Come on in, Rob. There it is. Nice.
Am I following Willie Nelson or Snoop Dogg as the musical guest tonight?
Well, I'm trying to think. The last actual musical guest from Letterman was Ray Charles. I mean, in these chairs was Ray Charles, which is pretty cool.
I still can't believe it's like.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, your first time seeing everything. Pull that mic up closer to you, and then
is that a little better?
Yeah, sure. And
all right.
I'm going to bring the Instagram audience around, and we're going to get situated here. There's a lot of people up here, but it's kind of a one man show in some ways, right? Instagram.
Got to get you a PA or something.
Yeah, I got to also maybe fucking get a makeup artist to blot my forehead from time to time. I don't even look in the mirror before this shit. That's my fault. Sorry, everybody.
Well, Nicole looks great, so.
Always.
Thank you.
She gets to come out here at 4:49, though. 4:59.
She does all her show prep early.
Yeah. Tell me about it. There it is. How's that?
Oh, that works.
Is that good?
Yeah.
With this?
I still can't believe this is the Letterman set.
It's crazy.
I mean, as a kid, growing up in Westchester and Dobbs Ferry, it's Letterman.
to most New Yorkers, that's how they feel.
It's like my mother would be like, "Not now, Letterman's on." And just be home before Letterman's on, and you're okay, and you're not in trouble. But it's like the Holy Grail.
Well, I'm trying to think. Should we tell people how we found each other, or should we tell people that? Hang on. This is kind of interesting because you are a big Letterman fan.
Huge.
And I should just say it was 25 years ago tonight that I made my little whoopsie-doo. Got let into the Ed Sullivan Theater.
I wish I would have known you back then.
Went home with this microphone.
Yeah. And I remember the exact episode when he came on and he was saying they stole it. Somebody took it. And there it is. I mean, the statute of limitations is probably run out by now.
Yeah, and I mean, the truth is I replaced it with something of the exact same value. I mean, I gave him my mic, you know what I mean? So when it comes to the legality of it, yeah, right. I don't know where the crime is. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is I did something I wasn't proud of for a heck of a long time. But 25 years ago, I can't believe that. I was 18 years old. That's nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, just a kid.
So you remember that night, and you were a Letterman fan.
Letterman fan.
Did you ever go see the show?
Twice. Live? I snuck out and went twice.
Yeah. Snuck out?
Wasn't supposed to.
Oh.
So it's...
Well, your parents didn't? What, are they Leno fans?
No, it's being young and getting on, you know, Metro North and taking it into the city and then getting to the Ed Sullivan Theater as a kid. And it's like, no, you can't. And here I am, 13, 14, 15, sneaking out and going.
I gotcha.
And yeah. And then watching every night, you know. Like I said earlier, it's like, be home before Letterman, you're not in trouble. But the minute you hear the music, it's like, oh.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But it's amazing how we grew up so close.
There it is. And Paul Schaefer gets paid like 46 cents for that. So there you go.
I'll chip in. I think I got a buck. Can you play it for another 20 seconds?
No, I'm done playing with my toys, though. I definitely want to talk to you. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
How did you do it those two times? You did literally sneak out?
Just
and then
snuck out, went to the two shows, and got back home.
And was it the theater? It wasn't the theater. At NBC?
Where was it?
I mean, I don't care.
Oh, my God. It was so forever ago.
Do you remember about what
brain
years?
Cells. 87?
80s would have been NBC.
80s was NBC.
Yeah. That's 80s cool.
80s was NBC. Yeah.
Super cool.
So I graduated in 90. So it would have been 86, 87.
That's so
15,
cool.
16. Yeah.
I mean, for me, that's when it was
the
shit.
Yeah.
It's late night playset, not late show playset. You know what I'm saying? Sorry if any. I'm sorry. No, it was just, that was a magic time. To be able to go to, I talk about that building all the time because it was like an antenna to the world for me, you know?
You just walk in and... It's like NBC, Rockefeller Center, 30 Rock, all that. You know, as a kid, you go down and see the Rockettes at Christmas. And
yeah.
Letterman's there and everybody's there. SNL, which I went to a couple of times.
Anything that's New York is in that
30 Rock
block.
Is
yeah.
in that block. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Dobbs Ferry.
Yeah.
Where exactly is Dobbs Ferry? Because there was a train stop, I know for sure.
Metro
I stopped
North,
in Dobbs Ferry.
It goes Bronx, Yonkers, Hastings, Dobbs Ferry, Irvington, Tarrytown.
Oh, so you're the other side of the bridge. Other side of the water.
No, I'm on this side. We don't go over the TZB.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's now the Cuomo Bridge.
I just found out
TZB.
About that.
Yeah, they renamed
been
it
gone
2 years
long.
Ago or whatever.
They didn't rename it. They rebuilt it. The Tappan Zee is gone,
bro.
I watched a video where they blew the last part of it up and it sank into the fucking river.
Right into the Hudson. There's other things in the Hudson too. So,
by Tarrytown, that was easy.
Yeah,
we used to
Tarrytown.
Go there on field trips when I was a kid.
Yep.
Wow.
So
growing up in that area, being a Letterman fan,
what
ended? How did you get out here? How did you? What's your life story? How the hell did? At least, what's the first part? Give us the Old Testament.
The Old Testament. Let's see. On day one, he created. No, I was a first responder out east, and I also was a volunteer for Dobbs Ferry EMS. Yeah. I promised them I'd wear the shirt tonight because they're trying to raise funds for a new rig.
Hey.
So.
I don't know if you knew this. My dad was a firefighter as well.
Yes.
So we used to do that stuff all the time.
Yes. And
car washes and everything.
I brought you something cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Brought you something really cool.
Well, don't tell anybody.
So,
keep it a secret.
So I had EMS for them, fire for a little bit. I moved west a few years later. Moved to California, lived here for a little bit, lived in Florida for a hot minute. Oops, sorry about that.
No, just pull it over. Oh. You stay where you are.
Hey,
there
all right.
You go.
Hey, how's
there
that?
It is. All right. There it is.
All right, let me put my feet up. You
he's
know.
Dice all of a sudden.
It's not. Yeah, Drew Barrymore. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the one.
I know, right? I'm still like, oh. So I still can't believe I'm here in Letterman.
Well, then you're the right guy.
Yeah, this is...
You're the guy we're doing this for. Do you get that?
I'm like, fanboying over the desk.
Yeah, but that's why.
Not you and Nicole. I'm fanboying over the desk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is... Like, anybody, like, from our... like
the car people come in and sometimes they're happy to see us and everything.
Right.
But any of the comedy people, they're all like, holy shit, this especially is the coolest. Somebody, how did you do all this?
Especially if you had somebody comedy like our good friend Adam... Who could have
Adam
been
Ferrar.
Adam Ferrar, love him like a brother. That's how we know each other.
There you go. So that's our backstory.
Yeah.
I met Adam Ferrar on a whim, and then we became immediate friends, and then we started doing some podcast work together, and then somehow one thing he's like, I got a guy.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, all right, well,
Adam and
who's
I
your been, guy?
Adam and I have been friends for, oh God, probably 10, 15 years.
Oh.
And
how'd you meet? Like, are you friends from back home?
We
or
met
from
in
out here?
Seattle. Actually, when I lived up in Seattle, he was doing a tour night there and went and met him, and he was a Jets fan.
He was just doing comedy.
He was doing stand-up.
Cool.
At an Indian casino. And so we went up there and saw him, and we just became friends. And he was a Jets fan. He is a Jets fan. I was a Jets fan. And so when he was on tour on the weekends or when he was shooting Top Gear, I would always send him the Jets scores. And because he can never get, you know, TV or whatever up there or the game. So I was just like, here, Jets are losing 42-0. And, oh, okay, that's a typical Sunday. So a couple of times I got into the cannabis business a few years ago. And I had a delivery service in Seattle. And then I had one here. I'm actually from Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
So I had one in Santa Cruz, which is the beautiful area for cannabis
Cruz is
growth.
With a Z.
Cruz with a Z. Cruisinthewellness.com.
Cruisinthewellness.com.
There you go.
Got to do it twice.
Twice.
For the button. Otherwise, you know, the autopilot doesn't know to pick up on it, right? Because I saw you.
I never know if I should talk because it takes so long for me to get anything out.
We'll fix
days.
It in post. We'll just fix it in post.
Sure.
So that's my story with Adam. So anytime he goes anywhere in any city, I help him do first responder nights where we give tickets out to local PD, fire, EMS.
That's really cool.
Anybody, when he does his four nights, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday show, his first night, we'll do first responder night. And I call the local firehouses. I call the unions. I say, hey, you know, Adam loves giving back to the community. We want to give you guys some tickets. Just, you know, email me the list of names and Adam meet and greet with everybody at the end of the night. He has pictures from his Rescue Me show. So he signs those for people and all that. And so when Adam's first dog got sick, I got into the CBD business after cannabis because when California went recreational, it kind of screwed a lot of mom and pop shops that we all had to get out of business because we didn't have millions of dollars to throw and get a dispensary. So my delivery service had to get folded up. So I was like, I got to do something new. And it was that time CBD was out, but it just wasn't as big as it is like today. And so I just got into that and it helped with my PTSD, my anxiety, all those issues where I stopped taking Percocet and Valium and Vicodin and all that stuff and went plant-based. And people I've talked to who have seen me using the CBD for the past 5-6 years are like, dude, you're totally different. Plus living in Santa Cruz, it takes years, you know, off your life because you go from a concrete jungle in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Westchester everywhere to somewhere like Santa Cruz where it's a bubble and everybody's like, hey man, how you doing?
Puts years back on your life.
Yeah. It just brings me down a few years.
You're right. There we go.
So I'm 49
off
now.
Your life.
No, it doesn't. I meant it take numbers off.
There we go.
So, I mean, I'm 49 now, and I feel like I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
Living
well,
there.
Well, that's probably CBD too, right?
I mean, CBD.
Yeah.
I do use cannabis regularly. Who cares about if I say that or not?
I don't know. Nobody I know.
But yeah, some of it's still here.
Yeah. I can hit the button at any time for the radioactive steam.
That's good.
Dave had all the buttons. You remember.
Oh, he had the breaking glass every time he threw the note through the back.
Oh, come on. But here, just check.
Q?
Here, you got to.
Oh.
Here, let's see.
Where am I from?
Somewhere near the red light over there.
light over.
You know what I mean? Near a camera. There you go. Well, they could hear it.
Nice. That was awesome. Especially when you'd go to break. You'd right after tonight's top 10.
There you go.
Yeah. Top 10 list. I remember when the book came out. I'd always go to Barnes & Noble and buy it and read the top 10 list. And it said, why are you buying it? Because it's funny as shit.
You can say whatever you want. Okay. I said the F word in that car a bunch of times. Somebody from the show ended up telling me the backstory on that, and it was because Meg Parsant ran Pocketbook. Remember the girl they would call across the window across from Dave's? She worked at Simon & Schuster in the Pocketbooks division, and that's
where they came up with that.
All of a sudden it was like, oh, well, this could be good for both of us. Let's just do it, that kind of thing. And I think they put out a bunch of them.
Is that the same phone?
No, it's a different phone.
All right. I was like, oh, let's call your mom.
No, if I were to tell you, that's actually the phone from Mad Men. It was Don Draper's phone.
Real? I just finished watching that. It took me forever and a day. Were you disappointed in the ending?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like it could have gone on just like two or three more episodes. I wanted to find out what happened to Betty all that.
Don't get me wrong. I would prefer it not have ended, sure.
Right.
Then, yes, I didn't like that it ended.
How did you like the ending of Sopranos?
It's funny. We just talked about this morning. How often does that come up? We talked about that this morning.
East Coast people, we always talk about shows like we hated how it ended. Like Breaking Bad, how that ended.
I loved Sopranos ending, by the way, is the answer.
Dexter, how it ended.
Oh, that was atrocious. That was a mistake. Such a good series.
It's coming back, though.
And I'm almost glad that it was a crack, because it's almost like you could make that a dream.
Right.
Fucking perfect story.
Love watching Dexter. And,
spoiler alert. So,
right. Really?
Every single frame of that damn show that show sells Miami more than most shows I've ever seen. Every single frame, except for Dexter's apartment, is in Long Beach, California. Every location,
the exteriors,
every house.
The exteriors are all Miami because they have it. They used
only
to have it
of his
off.
Apartment.
Yeah,
the exteriors only of the apartment. Exactly. Yeah. And the little marina there where his boat was from the apartment. Yep. But even that, they doubled out here for everything else.
Well, they
so
always
crazy.
Usually do first seasons on location.
And then they build it.
Like Sopranos, they lived in that house.
Pilot
the first
only.
Season. Oh, just the pilot.
Pilot
that's right.
only.
And then they redid it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love stuff like that. Same thing with the OC, although that one burned down in the fires.
Never saw the OC.
That was going on while I was working on a David E. Kelly show next to it. I can't believe listen to all the cannabis talk.
This is great. See, this is a show about nothing.
If you don't mind it, great.
No, I don't mind it at all.
There was this show. Do you remember the kid? It was like the really fancy rich family from Orange County, California, Newport Beach.
I think I watched an episode or two. Yeah, I think I watched an episode or two, but it was like that 90210 days, OC, West Coast.
Yeah, it was.
I want to say garbage, but I don't want to offend the actors or actresses that were in that show.
I don't think it was a spelling show because I'm pretty sure he was already retired, but it was a spelling type of show for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got it pegged right. Yeah. But it was shot on the stage right next to us, and the whole family house, as well as the backyard and the pool house and the panoramic ocean was all inside a soundstage.
It's like walking into your studio today. I saw the pool and I was like, is this Melrose Place? Where am I?
You're not too far from where the real one was, yeah. There's no pool in the real one, though. It was just the outside.
Well, when I lived up in Seattle where they filmed Singles, that apartment complex is there, too. And
with Laura Flynn Boyle?
Yeah.
That's what I was working on next to the OC, the practice with Laura Flynn Boyle. Weird, dude. This
is 6 degrees of separation. Yeah, so I'm really glad that Adam hooked us up. So let's get back to how we all
I
met.
I love that guy. I miss him.
Adam, I love him to death. And
I had
his
an
wife,
idea.
Alex, and his mom, and Phil, and Triple P.
You know all the nuns and everything?
No. Okay. Right. No.
Right. Just asking.
Just part of stuff that, you know.
I'm just asking. No, who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Cheers. Yeah. Best water in the valley right here.
I love that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know how there's some people where you just you meet, but you've already known them for forever, and not because they're famous. I mean, like, you meet, you don't know much about them, but everything is just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, he...
one of those.
I've always joked with him that I want to see him play in the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. And I said, look, I'll caddy for you. And he's like, wear those weird pants. So I would wear, like, those weird pants like Payne Stewart used to wear and
Scottish.
The hat and the vest. And Adam's like, and I'm just going to call you Bingo. So whenever Adam calls me, he's like, hello, Bingo. And I'm like, hello, sir. Yeah. So it's awesome. I love him. And he's got some bad knees from his acting and sore shoulder when he blew out the, when he jumped the caddy.
That's from Top Gear.
From Top Gear. Yeah. Great episode, by the way.
But the knees, I was going to say, he can't play. He one stroke of golf and his knees would buckle. That's I'm on every single time I see him. How's the knee doing? I want to get him in.
And I have the same cream that I give him. I got you for you guys.
Well, I usually put some of this on while I... This is Cruising to Wellness labeled.
That's the relief cream.
This is the relief cream.
But I have a great new recovery cream that is great. It's got a little bit of capsaicin in it. So that's going to help with your migraines and your headaches.
I don't have migraines or headaches. But I do have a lot of tension.
Well, see, he's putting on makeup now.
I do have... I did make the mistake of once putting it like under my eyes. Oh my God, that's a mistake.
Yeah, especially the orange one, the recovery cream. You don't want to put that anywhere near your eyes.
Well, I don't intend to. I know. I sort of learned my lesson on this one, but for I don't think it's the orange. It's the it's the eucalyptus because it just
Well, the eucalyptus here, opens you know, your pores.
Go see dead bodies.
Yeah.
You want to go look at a dead body? Poke it with a stick. Let's go.
Put a match in your mouth. I always used to suck on a match. Work in EMS if you walk in on a.
Because of the sulfur?
The body, yeah. So you just put a match right here.
That's interesting.
Never smoked cigarettes, but, you know, just give a match.
You don't suck on it. You just smell it.
You just keep it. Yeah, you just keep it right here and you smell it. Yeah. Mm. So I brought you guys a box of goodies.
Because
we're always talking CBD. And so getting back, so people who don't know.
There you go.
Adam had told me about Nicole. And Nicole is.
My wife? You son of a bitch.
Another man is talking about your wife.
Kidding,
careful.
Just kidding.
Well, he's on that show, How I Killed Your Husband or something on CBS streaming or whatever it is.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's on one of those shows. And he was just on NCIS the other night.
Yep.
So it's nice to
see
that
him aired?
Getting... Yeah. Yeah, he played a sloppy Joe food truck guy.
He recorded it the day after he was on this show. So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Adam was going to come tonight, but he's in Phoenix doing stand-up.
Yep.
So that would have been great. But I know your dad was a firefighter, and in Santa Cruz we had the big fires a few months ago, and there's a local artist that took our surf guy, I forget the guy's name, that's out in the harbor, and they put a helmet on him, and they sold a bunch of these to raise money the local volunteer fire departments we have in Santa Cruz, Ben Lomond Fire, Boulder Creek, Cyani, Bonnie Doon, all of those guys were volunteers, and they were on the line for like 30-something days fighting fires up there, and these raised a lot of money. They had T-shirts, so I got you one, and there's an extra one there.
Thanks, man. Well, we'll put it on the – we got, you know, the sticker wall in the studio, and we've got the car.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll find a spot. That's awesome.
So, you know, I've already sent you guys down some stuff, and of course – Meow Meow gets a little bit of a treat here.
Oh, that's great.
The little,
you know, the other ones, she really liked it first, and then she was like, I don't think I like
it. Was it the salmon one?
Yeah.
It was the salmon one? Yeah.
And those people are so nice that I don't want to, like.
No, it's all good.
You know what I mean? Because they're really cool.
Yep.
I'm also thinking, maybe she'll forget. No, I'm just fucking sneaking. But I don't know if it was the flavor or what. She doesn't like salmon stuff anyway. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of thing.
That's made with Alaskan salmon fish oil. That's from my good friend Michelle.
What's this?
She's from Holistic Tales.
No, but is this a tincture for cats?
It's a tincture for cats.
Holy shit, I could get that in her.
Yeah, so you could put that right on her food or right in her mouth.
That's what I'll have to.
Yeah, just fire it away.
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 Fire it away. Fire it away!
Fire in a hole! So a lot of my vendors, you know, I'm more about patience over profit, and I've always been that since day one, and, you know, my accountant really hates me for saying that because, you know, I've got rent and all that stuff to pay, and... But I'm more into helping
on that one.
Yeah, right. But I'm more into helping the community. So when Adam reached out to me and is like, hey, I was just on this guy's podcast, super solid guy. His wife is sweet, going through some things. I want you two to reach out to each other and see if you can help her like you've helped me and my mom. His mom loves my gummies. We send her vapes and all that stuff. And I love his mom. His mom is great.
I haven't met her yet.
And so that's how we got together, texted you right out of the blue, and you and I had like a 30-minute conversation, and it just,
as
we
I
just started
recall,
talking.
You showed
like,
up on the show once, yeah, first. Yeah. You started like chiming in once, and I was like, oh, Cruising to Wellness.
Yeah.
We didn't know what the fuck that was, and then.
Adam called the next day and was like, hey, get in touch with these guys. If you can help them, great. If you can't, it's okay. And I'm like, whatever she needs, Adam, aww, I got her. So I reached out to a bunch of my vendors and I told them I was coming on the show tonight. And my very good friend, Art Danner from Center CBD Beverage, sent down a case of Center Sparkling CBD drink. It's
I was gonna say, yeah, because you came, you were, yeah, you looked like the Costco guy was arriving. Yeah.
Well, the Amazon guy, I just missed him. I was like, oh, you're gonna think I'm the Amazon guy, and sooner enough, you open the door, you go, oh, hi, Amazon. I'm like, no, I'm Robin. You're like, oh, right, Cruising to Wellness.
Forgot we were doing that today, right. Oh, geez.
So, they sent over a case of the Center CBD beverage. It's 30 milligrams in a can,
sparkling CBD drink, 30 milligrams CBD,
tastes like lemon ounces. Lime. You can add a adult beverage into that if you'd like.
We don't like.
Okay.
No, I mean, so, we don't drink. Someone could.
Somebody could. Somebody could. So there's a case of that over there for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Center.
Then.
Center with an R. I'm having my own issues trying to center this. What is this a picture of? It looks like The Ring.
Or that movie
with the aliens and they're trying to communicate.
It's supposed to be like an eclipse.
Oh, that works.
You find your center. How do you find your center? Is their tagline on Instagram? Find your center. Plug for them since they
100%. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking. Find your center on Instagram.
Yes, find your center.
40 calories, 12 yes. ounces. Doesn't say what they're coming from though. There's almost nothing in it. Total fat zero, sodium zero, total carbs.
They make a 3%. Sugar-free one. So if you want a sugar-free one, I can have a couple of cases delivered. They Negative. Have local distribution here in LA. Okay.
No, we're full fat, full sugar.
No chemicals.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting enough chemicals.
So
includes 8 grams added sugars, but I can't tell what it is. Not a significant source of saturated fat. What's in? I mean, is it just like a? Does
crack
it taste
it
like
and
a
drink
soda?
It.
Oh, I don't want to waste it.
You have a case.
No,
you
I mean it's
waste
cold.
It.
We'll put it in the thing, and then she can enjoy it over ice with dinner.
You could drink it over ice. You could drink it anytime.
She
really,
can have a little cocktail.
And 33 milligrams or 30 milligrams that's in the can is a great single dose.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's a great one shot, you know, if you don't have your pen with you or you don't want to take the capsules or anything, drink a can. There's 30 milligrams in it. There you go.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's pretty good. I mean, it's all pretty amazing. I'm just kind of amazed.
It's all from the hemp plant.
Everything
is
these days.
Grown in the U.S. and made here in the U.S., whether it's the drinks that I carry or the creams and lotions or the cat stuff. That's made in Watsonville, in Santa Cruz area. Watsonville, yeah. Then I reached out to my good friend Max over at CBDFX.
Okay.
And Max was on.
It's like this is like the Grammys acceptance and the goodie bag.
Yeah,
you know?
The swag bag.
Yeah, swag bag and.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Thanks. Yeah. So he's watched a few of your episodes, and he's always seeing you in a hat when you're driving.
Oh, driving,
the road.
Yeah, sure.
So
oh, I got a hat.
He sent down a CBDFX hat.
Oh, cool.
Then he sees the missus. Then he sees the missus out in the snow, and she's always wearing the beanies. So they sent her down a Chill Please.
Oh, she needs that
beanie.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So they give
you
one
wear
of those
it inside out, obviously, so that you can see it.
I'll just look at it over and over and make it my
There we
mind.
Go.
So there you go. So
look at
there
that.
You go.
Oh, that's so warm. I can't wait.
So Max from CBDFX, who's here in Chatsworth.
Max. Oh, that's
they're here
right
in Chatsworth.
Street.
So CBDFX is right here in town. They also sent.
Oh, you know what? This reminds me. Good. Did you ever used to watch Entourage?
Oh my God, Turtle. I could have been Turtle.
But this is totally, yeah. And go see Rufus. He's the best in the business. Jimmy Kimmel.
And Fat Sal's over by UCLA. The
sandwich
restaurant.
Joint?
The sandwich joint. Yeah. Love that place.
That's so funny.
I had Pink's for lunch today. Anytime I'm in LA,
Did
I got to go
really?
To Pink's.
But I think they just reopened.
Yeah, the line was 45 minutes long. And I get my two New York dogs. Dogs with the red chili sauce. That's it.
Is that what
and
it comes
A little bit
of
ketchup.
Why is that
There's
a New
like
York
20
thing?
Different ones. The dirty water dogs we
I
used to eat.
I love dirty water dogs, but I never had with any red chili
the
stuff.
The red onion sauce?
Oh, you call that chili? It's
no,
like a relish.
I said red onion sauce. What are you smoking? Forget about driving.
I do feel like you're spinning me for a loop. Did I have a moment? Did I have a spell?
No, I've never heard that.
Oh,
put
okay.
that way either.
Yeah, the red onion sauce out of the carts.
I swear. Yeah, okay. Wait, listen, this is all being recorded.
I need to meet your dealer. I need to meet your guy.
This is all being recorded. We're going to have to play this back.
So also, Max, gave him a little bit of info about you. So CBDFX makes a gummy that is for women that is 300 milligrams of CBD, but it has a multivitamin of all the stuff that you need.
Mm. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's good.
Also included some sleep gummies. So if you're having problems sleeping,
I'm so excited.
She needs that.
There's one here.
So this is stay up gummies and go to bed gummies?
Those are for like DayQuil and time. NyQuil? DayQuil, NyQuil. Yeah.
I mean, it even kind of looks. I mean,
yeah, kind of.
That's amazing.
But I know the mission.
This is from the same. Yes, yeah, CBDFX. All right. CBDFX. So hang on. I'm going to fire this up right now. Zach? Jack?
Max.
Max. I really am turning into Letterman. What the hell was that? My mother does the same thing. My mother still to this day will call me both her ex-husband, her ex, two or three ex-boyfriends, and her dead brother's name before she can say mine.
I remember growing up as a kid.
You know what I mean? Rattles through them as though she's got 16 kids. I'm an only child. I'm the only one there's ever been.
I have a half-brother and a half-sister. My mother would go, Robert, Paul, Stacy,
that's
Robert.
The thing.
Yeah, she'd name all three
that's
kids,
the
and
thing.
We'd all look at each other like, who she want?
Okay, one mom, one kid.
Yeah, my mom, two, three.
Yeah. I'm sure she's watching. Hi, Mom.
So I told her tonight. I told her tonight, yeah. Thanks, Mom. Hi, Mom. I'm on the Letterman set.
There we go. No!
And you can take one. When are you doing stupid pit tricks?
Sure.
Those aren't for you.
Oh.
Those are for her.
I'm sorry.
whatever.
That wasn't for me. I know. It's
so if
even
get,
a woman's
if he gets
thing.
Very sensitive later on, it's because
sorry
he took
about
the, that one.
I don't know what I was doing. See what I mean? Too much shit going on.
Also.
Ooh, that's tasty. That tastes like candy. What? This is dangerous. Put the lid back on that fucker.
The crew over at CBDFX.
Literally for women. I just took mm-hmm. away.
I mentioned it for women.
You said it maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
But I was confused about that other thing that I'm still pretty sure you said chilies.
Red onion sauce.
Chili sauce.
Ah, same thing. All right. Do we put the needle back and let's redo this?
No, this is it.
Really live at 5.
It's live.
It's, yeah. They know you smoke a pen. And they sent me some CBD vape pens with cannabis terpenes, but there's no cannabis in them. So it's the flavor of like Blue Dream, Pineapple Express, but it's
without
all CBD without
high.
The high.
Bunch
so you
of,
get the
bunch
flavor.
Bunch of virgin cocktails.
Pretty much it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So thank Pineapple you. Express,
that's
Blue
incredible.
Dream,
it's the same as this.
Platinum
I was like,
Rose.
You can have a little mocktail. This is beautiful.
Gelato. So those are all for you as well.
Thank you.
Nothing for you. But you know what? Maybe there is something in the
no,
box.
No, that's okay. I'm thinking about finding a sponsor for my stuff.
well,
this is amazing.
I wonder. Okay. So, yeah, they fall.
No, it was my bad. I thought I could do it.
They fall. It's okay.
There it is.
So, but Max and the crew over
yeah,
at CBDFX.
Yeah, I want everyone else to Max.
those guys are great.
Thanks, Max.
So, we got a lot of stuff for Nicole. And I wanted to do something nice for you.
Oh, jeez. No.
So,
Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, that's why you asked for a... that's so funny.
Maybe.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I got you that. Funny. And then the missus has one as well.
Oh, that's so funny.
Thank you.
You're
so
adorable.
There you go.
Those are
you know,
incredible.
We sell these.
Oh, man.
You just go to latenightplayset.com, latenightplayset.com.
Oh, wow.
But I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
So here's the thing.
Did you buy these from us?
No. So I got a guy.
This is unlicensed merch. You're going down.
It's okay.
This is amazing.
I got a good lawyer.
I love it.
I got a guy in the mall. Everybody from the East Coast got a guy who does, my friend Shike, he does personalized gifts and stuff like that. So I asked you for your logo. And I said to you, hey, can you get me the logo? And I even showed her the coffee mug like 2 weeks ago. Oh, he's going to love that. She didn't say anything about you guys had coffee cups.
Listen, this happens all the time. You can't. I don't know any other way to say it other than she's amazing at what she's still able to do, but she can't do the stuff she used to be able to do,
no.
Like relay information or make judgment about gifts.
I have a thing over here. I've been supposed to open this since February. We were going to get to it on the show tonight, maybe next week.
Just open it. Just open it now. Who cares?
Information goes in my head and it gets all scrambled like a microwave.
Yeah.
I love you, Nicole.
Thanks.
Cheers. I love you.
Love you back.
But I did not know you.
Other people then trying to use her as a conduit to me, which is unfair for one.
I was trying to be sneaky about it.
Oh, no. You're different. I'm
you know.
Some people try to get to me through her as though she's my publicist, that kind of thing. No, I just, either talk to me, email me, message me, or whatever. You're not the only one. It comes up all the time. We've been meaning to figure out a way to say it. You just presented the opportunity. That's
all. So guests that are coming up, do not bring anything that says Porsche Life 111 on it because they have it already in their store.
No. Yeah. Well, it depends on what it is. This one we do.
Oh, okay, great.
But I think it might be yellow. The mug might be yellow. I can't remember. I don't know that I've ever seen one, to be honest with you.
I feel like an idiot right now. But that's okay.
I'm grateful for all of this.
I think we're going to just take some CBD and relax.
I think the lesson here is I should have not said anything. But then other people would have been like, well, it's on your store. Eh, whatever. I love it.
That just shows I didn't go look at your store. There's other stuff in the box, too, that I'll give you after the show. But
I hope you know that
it's not for you.
We're insanely grateful about all of this.
So okay. When I reached out to my suppliers and I told them a little bit about Nicole, not getting into a lot of the HIPAA stuff, and they were just like, what do you need from us? And I said, we need to make her comfortable and make her days enjoyable and, you know, stuff for you. And they're like, whatever you need, Rob, we are there for you. So when you run out of the center, just let me know. Art said he'll have cases delivered to the house. Whatever you guys need.
That's amazing.
You know, all of my people, including me, with the stuff I've already sent you and the cat, and just meow, meow. Love the cat. Cat's cool. I heard her a few minutes ago. I was like, oh, meow, meow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the ADD in me. It's like, oh, squirrel.
She's here, but she's not she's not loving being on camera as much these days. You know, 20-ish years, you know? She wants her time.
She just wants to be left alone.
kind of, yeah.
Feed me and leave me alone.
She enjoys hanging out with me, but that's about it. I think she really enjoys just my warmth.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. What else should we talk about? We've got like another 10 minutes, unless you are done, in which case we can end it anytime.
No,
I'm enjoying talking to you.
This is just great. You know, CBD has helped me. And
how about this? For somebody who doesn't know, I mean, we're somewhat educated, but not all that much. For somebody who doesn't know, what's the difference between CBD and THC? Why are these CBD things okay
all the time?
THC isn't.
People come into my store all the time and they're like, well, will this get me high? And it's like, no. So people are always thinking that this is from the cannabis plant. Well, it's from the hemp plant. And the way you get the CBD out of the hemp plant is you do CO2 extraction and it pulls it out of the stalk, the bud, or the flower. And then it comes down to an isolate powder, and then people mix it with all sorts of things. So you can literally buy a brick, a kilo of CBD isolate, and you can make your own products.
It's just
a dry powder.
That's
insane. That's what it is. Yeah. It's almost like how they make hash out of cannabis, where they let it dry and they beat the leaves and then the key falls to the bottom and then they
Much about it. So would this be
oil. Yeah.
Right, but would that just be liquid powder? No.
No.
Okay. It's not that simple.
No, it's not that simple. There's a whole
just
lot.
Add water.
Yeah, no.
Well, but is it oil? And I mean, I don't know how it.
So how they do that is they heat press. Is that a cannabis vape?
Yes.
Okay. So well, what they both, do is they heat press the bud to like 350 degrees, and then they just press it, and then the liquid comes out of the plant without cooking it. Right.
Heat it without cooking. Wow, that's
just
tough.
Crush it. And old school people do it with a flat iron. People can flat iron it, and they just
like an iron.
Like a curling iron, but like the flat, like the ceramic.
That, yeah.
So the cheap way to do it is you just take the ceramic one, you put your bud in there with a piece of wax paper, and you just press it down, and you get the liquid from the bud, and there you go. You're looking at like 30% THC, and you're going to feel pretty damn good after a while. And then they refine it, and it's processed, and they just... making of that. See, that's more chemistry. That's more Walter White than I know. I just know how it works with your body. And when everybody's born, you have your own endocannabinoid system that you're built with. And
human beings.
Correct. Human beings, pets, have an endocannabinoid system. And these are just cannabinoids being reintroduced into your body to teach your body how to reset itself. And that's why with MS and other things, it teaches the body to rewire, to fix the sheath around the nerves, and to help reprogram things. And the higher doses works great, but sometimes the lower doses work just as good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does it depend on the person?
That's the thing, too. Every body is built differently. So what works for you might not work for me. what works for you won't work for him. And you never see the two people have the same issues, where the same strain of cannabis or the same
affects them the same
affects them the same way. That's why people with ADD, a sativa works better than an indica, because the sativa is an upper. It's like Ritalin as a kid, like
that's
I was
what
on.
I was gonna say.
You know, you put it's two Adderall. Positives is a negative. Mm-hmm. And so Ritalin calmed my ass down as a kid, where now sativa calms me down. Where if I do an indica, I'm up all night. And it just
Whoa.
Has a revert. Yeah, I can't do an indica.
From what is it? Because it wires
it
you?
It just wires me.
No way.
And
that's
my
so
favorite
crazy.
Strain is Forbidden Fruit, and it's an indica hybrid. And I just love it, but it keeps me awake. But if I smoke a Green Crack or a Blue Dream or a Super Silver Haze,
Green Crack,
15
exactly.
minutes later, good night, Irene.
You're out.
See ya. Done. Bye.
Well, I thought Green Crack was a sativa.
Green Crack is a sativa.
Oh, that's right. Because it right. affects you the right
sativa,
way. Boy,
right.
boy, this is confusing shit. And I haven't even had any of this.
It's speed
this
versus
is,
speed.
This is, I think, Green
yeah.
Crack.
The Green Crack is a sativa. It's a great daytime use. It's good for people who need to be creative.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good creative strain. It's
I
a very
start
well-known
doing it.
It's a very well-known strain. That and Blue Dream are probably two of the most known sativa strains. And then you have any of the OG Kushes, and any of the Kushes are more of an indica.
That's what I used to like. That would lay me out.
Lay you out.
In the old days when I would do it right before bed, mm-hmm. it would just knock me
yeah.
out.
Yep.
Live
so,
resin.
Yeah, that's
what I don't smoke flowers, so like you
see,
know, that's
I do flower.
That's about as heavy.
I do flower and vape.
Get.
Yeah,
a live resin of like a heavy
yeah.
indica like that.
Yeah, and then it, you know, over the years, you know, now they've got all this wax, live resin, shatter, crumble.
Oh, you can
all that
the
stuff.
One with the upper, and then you
you do a dab.
Dab.
You
dabbing.
Do a dab. See. I'm an old school stoner. I put a little piece of bud either on a butter knife as a kid because, you know, you didn't have a bowl or a can in the house. Remember doing the knife and put it on
I
the
never,
stove?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. Neither one of us ever,
well,
ever
never mind.
Even...
I don't know what I'm talking about.
We didn't get into...
Sorry, Mom.
Neither one of us were cannabis people until she got sick. Seriously.
Wow.
We were both drinkers.
Okay.
Heavy drinker because of work and everything. It was just like, you know what I mean? Sort of. Cannabis didn't fit into our old lives.
Liquor was accepted.
Yeah.
Cannabis was still like,
right.
kind of clandestine.
I right. just don't know how you could have kept that pace, your old pace.
I couldn't have.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, maybe with like a to calm me down, the, mm-hmm. like that would have been maybe okay for what I was doing at the end, but
yeah,
I wouldn't want to now.
I think if you switch, that's the other interesting thing. You said you do still drink, right? Alcohol.
Every now and then. When I go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You're playing blackjack. Can I get a gin 7, no fruit, please?
Yeah,
yeah
no
problem.
Judgment about it.
Yeah.
I just, for me, I never really liked drinking anyway, so I was very happy to be rid of it. But I find that a lot of people I know used to be drinkers, and then whenever they do find, the people I know who found marijuana later in life, cannabis later in life, they give up the
Stop drinking.
Yeah. And I know that was true of myself, but it's true of other people
yeah.
I've run into. Is that a thing you've run into as well? I mean, I wonder what.
Yeah, I've had
that.
A couple of people come into the shop going, you know, once I found cannabis, I stopped drinking. And, you
it's
know,
kind of a life change.
It is, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, cannabis is a gateway drug. Yeah, it's a gateway to the refrigerator. Really?
Yeah.
You know, because if you're really stoned in your home or you're medicated, you're not going to get up and leave your house. No.
That's really all it comes down to. You don't become starving.
No.
It's like you're just not doing anything.
Right. You get a bag of chips. You put on some old Letterman episodes and you just relax, you know? But yeah, I get a lot of people that say, hey, you know, switching to cannabis or CBD got me off alcohol.
Mm.
And people were drinking, you know, a couple of sixes a day and they're just, this is different now. I can see clear. And it's CBD is... I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Well, that's
yeah.
good. I was just thinking CBD, the new Scientology. Like,
yeah.
Going clear.
This is awesome.
When we were kids watching television, those commercials for Dianetics were on the
Yeah, Ron
TV.
Hubbard.
Remember that? It was
with
it was
the book.
The
yeah.
book hurling from an explosion
yeah.
in space at
I
you.
New
the,
from L. Ron Hubbard.
I remember that.
Dianetics.
The owner's manual for the human mind.
Right?
Or whatever.
And now we get Scientology three blocks from here with the big sign.
Amazing. And it wasn't until I moved out here that I connected the two. Somebody was like, blah, 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 you know, Dianetics. I was like, wait a second. Dianetics, the book I grew up on. That's the guy that everyone's talking about the whole. I had no idea. What do you do for fun, man? Are you into cars at all?
You know, it's funny. I'm on a car show.
I know you're not.
And it's like, well, actually, my dad, in somewhere in Hastings, there is a 1963 Corvette Stingray with a split window and a 1967 Corvette Stingray. And they were my grandfather's. And I just remember as a little kid, we'd just go in and just start them up. And he didn't even need a key. He just went in and pushed the button and it started. And I like the old school Corvettes. The stuff nowadays, no. And I've never been in a Porsche. And it's like, wow, should I even come on the show? I drive a Jeep.
Oh, nobody cares.
And I was like, hey, I want to go to, you know, Breakfast Club, but I have a Jeep.
Nobody cares.
And it's like, oh, I'm like, wow, great. People are going to see me. Who's that guy? Ugh. So it's, I do like cars and, you know, seeing shows like Top Gear, not because of Adam, it's because I've gotten to learn how to like seeing cars now. And I saw one today as I was driving out to Long Beach, and I saw the new Defender on the road.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, okay.
It's horrible. It was white. It was... Okay. I like the old school Defenders that look like it just got off a Savari. Yeah. And just...
I agree. That car is gone. I agree.
The new Defenders, not so much. And I saw the commercial for the new Bronco. Mm-mm. People, stop. Stop. And they're making... an electric Corvette now?
This is kind of interesting because he's an everyman. That car people should watch this episode. This is what people who are not car people are saying.
Please don't be mad at me, car people.
No. Or, here's the thing. We personally agree with you, and there are a lot of people who do. But we're sort of – it doesn't matter. It's more interesting for the car manufacturers and anybody who to get this feedback.
Yeah, because I'm the guy that's a blue-collar guy that goes in and, you know, kicks the tires and looks at something and like, oh, yeah, it looks like shit. No, the Bronco looks like crap. The new Defender, no. And I was watching a commercial the other night, and I had to rewind it. And there's a new plug-in Camaro that's coming out. Did I see that right?
I don't know. That's not my bad. Sorry,
it's American.
No, I don't care. There's no judgment. I won't know about the new electric Camaro.
Oh, sorry. Is there an electric Porsche coming out?
They're out. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, totally. If you're into it, same as you. I can't do the screens, and I mean, you heard me talking about it before. I got glasses so to keep my screens from eyes popping out of my head.
I drive a VW Tiguan and a Jeep. That's what I got.
I think those are both great. How do you feel about this experience? Other than it was cool to be at the Letterman set.
I'm still in shock that I'm here in front of awesomeness, Mrs. Ryan. And you, and just watching you guys, and then it was just, it's really a blessing to get to know you guys and help each other out, and it's just a small world of who we knew at the right time to put us on the right path, and thank you, Adam, for that.
For sure, I feel the same way on that. Is there anything you wanted to either get out or...
I don't know, am I going to get that gift certificate to Cruise Into Wellness?
Oh, so here's the thing. I was going to say, now that we're wrapping it up, you and any guest who appears in person... Or was it $50?
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Yeah, we haven't done it in a while because we haven't had somebody here. $50 gift certificate to Cruise Into Wellness. And for everybody else, use promo code Late Night for 20% off your order. CruiseIntoWellness.com. CruiseIntoWellness.com.
CruiseIntoWellness.com.
Or at CruiseIntoWellnessCBD on Instagram.
Yeah. Can they order through Instagram? Yeah,
they can't order through Instagram, but there's a link in my bio. Well, tonight it's right to here to the show. So but people normally. Can watch, but there's a link in my bio that brings it right to our website.
Oh.
And they can order anything you've seen here today on TV, as seen on TV.
Yeah, and the Golden Valley pet treats. I just like those people so much. They were so nice.
Golden Pet Life.
Golden Pet Life. That's
Nicole and her husband are really cool. Yeah, they're doing the Santa Cruz Boardwalk is supposed to open in a couple of weeks, and they're doing like an outdoor market tomorrow. They got 30 vendors, and they were one of the 30 picked.
Beautiful.
To put up their displays and stuff like that.
Beautiful. So, good for them. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And if anybody ever comes up to Santa Cruz, We're located in the Capitola Mall. All I got to do is come in and say, hey, you're the guy that complained about the cars on Late Night Playset. Give me my discount, and I'll just shut up and give whatever they need. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to trash your car.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here, man. Thanks for everything.
It's an honor.
Thanks for, you know what I mean?
Thank you. It's a real honor to be here with you guys. Thank you.
We should say, too, can we say who you were with earlier today?
No.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to say that.
No problem at all. Are you trying to get that person here?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
When that happens, it'll be very cool to tell everybody.
I was there at their place, and I was in awe of what I saw today.
We can't say too much, but someone else with a car collection.
Somebody else with a very amazing car collection. And you're having Jay on the show in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, and his shop is right up the street this way.
Yeah, so it's somebody with a shop that's comparable to that. And I was just in awe, and I'm working on that for you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Because I think it would be funny to have him be here or you go there and do something.
Just in general, it'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, solid.
We've met him before.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we definitely know. Yeah, whatever.
No people.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't, you know what I mean? We're safe.
It's always just that extra little punch. It's like, oh, you know them? Okay. All right. Hey, this guy, or they'll forget that they know you and they're like, oh, I've been meaning to call them.
Or you never know which friend is the one that's going to be the right one to vouch for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good for you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks.
Of course.
All of the above. Oh, see, that was going to happen.
That's okay.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you to Guards Rag. We did all that stuff. Tomorrow, GVBC up at Newcombs Ranch, 9 to 11. All welcome. Not a club. Next week, we got, this is show 355. That means our next show on Tuesday is show 356 for the Porsche people. 356. I don't know if we're going to do something 356 related. I think we are. So tune in for Tuesday for show 356. Thursday, we've got Johnny Lieberman. Coming up, we got Rob Corddry, Jay Leno, Cam Ingram, Tony Rackley, and a mystery guest that this guy's trying to help us book as well. So lots of stuff coming up. Love to you. We love you.
Love you guys too.
We love everybody at home. Please love one another. Have a great weekend. See you at GVBC tomorrow. Talk to you later.